Welcome back to our State of Opportunity special report from Michigan Radio. Better Together. I'm Cynthia Canty. Education in America remains deeply segregated. At the same time, there are more students of color than ever before. In 2014, for the first time in America, minority students made up over 50% of public school enrollment. One district that has seen those shifting demographics firsthand is Plymouth Canton Community Schools. The district has been intentional about creating an environment where students and families from all backgrounds feel welcome. State of Opportunity producer April Van Buren has this story on how students are playing a role in that effort.
It's 3 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon, and this auditorium filled with dozens of teenagers is a little chaotic. They're here for a dress rehearsal of the school's annual Celebration of Diversity show.
Okay, guys, listen. I'm going to call out your number. Just raise your hand, okay?
A group of students practices their Bhangra steps while the Polynesian dancers pull grass skirts on over their jeans. The show's lineup is a reflection of the diverse backgrounds of the students here. Over the past 20 years, Plymouth Canton has gone from an almost all-white district to one where around 30% of the students are minorities. There are now more than 60 world languages spoken in the hallways. Rather than see this as a challenge, the district saw it as an opportunity. They started investing heavily in professional development to train their teachers in something called culturally proficient instruction. That means things like making sure the library has books with diverse characters, and that teachers incorporate the history and culture of their students into lesson plans. It also means empowering students to have their own conversations about race and culture and diversity. One place you can hear those conversations is at Borderless Club.
Yeah, using your privilege to take action.
Right? I mean, don't those advantages?
I think it would make.
Over lunch, a group of around a dozen high school students talk about everything from white privilege to Asian stereotypes to their weekend plans. The mission of this group is to try and break down some of the barriers that exist between students at the district's three high schools. Maya Phelan is one of the club's founding members. She tells me just because the students at Plymouth Canton are diverse doesn't mean the schools are really all that integrated.
I think it goes back to the idea of having the clay in your hand and not being able to mold it. You have all these different people to learn from, and just having them there without discussing your differences with them is not going to benefit you.
If you really want students from different backgrounds to understand each other, Maya says, you have to be willing to roll up your sleeves and do some work. That means having tough discussions about the ways race and culture shape life in America.
I think, if anything, to bridge the gap between people, they have to start out doing just what we did, which is just sitting down and talking about it.
Right now, the club is planning a series of social justice activism workshops. They want to take what they've learned in Borderless Club and share it with the other student groups. Khadija Mohammed is another Borderless Club member. She says this kind of activism is a really important tool for social change. But she tells me personal interactions, those one-to-one conversations, can be just as powerful. Khadija's family immigrated to Minnesota from Sudan. They moved to Michigan when Khadija was in seventh grade. During her first year here, she was the only girl at her school who wore the hijab. One day, her gym teacher came up to her and asked her to take it off. It was getting in the way of her running, he said.
And I was like, listen, like, this is my religion. This is part of my religion. This is not just a cloth on my head. It is much deeper than that. I can't just take it off or put it on.
It was an awkward conversation, and one that left Khadija feeling hurt and angry. The next quarter, she had swim class. For modesty's sake, Khadija would sit out the hour on a bench beside the pool. And then something surprising happened. That same teacher started sitting next to her and asking her all kinds of questions about her Muslim faith.
And one day I walked into class, and I would never remember this, and he was like, if you can change your religion, would you change it so that you can allow it to allow you to swim in that swimming pool? And I was just like, no, not really. I really think my religion is beautiful the way it is, and I like it, so I'm not going to change it. And he looked at me, and he smiled, and he was like, good job. You know, it was just beautiful to see that now he was understanding where I'm coming from.
There's no easy fix for segregation in America's schools, but maybe there are some lessons to be learned from students like Maya and Khadija. As the country's schools continue to change, It isn't enough to just look diverse. We need to really listen to each other and to be willing to have uncomfortable conversations. If we do, the diversity in schools could teach students how to bridge divides outside their classroom walls, too. For State of Opportunity, I'm April Van Buren.